hell is the problem? He disrespects his women cause he treats them like hoes. Black male is the problem. He got kids and baby mamas wherever he goes. Black male is the problem. Spending all his money on drugs and shoes. Black male is the problem. He's always crying poor, always singing the blues. Black male is the problem. He's out on the streets, he's giving guns.
Hey everybody,
what the hell was that, Larry?
I'm real hot. I'm really, really hot.
Yeah,
we're really hot.
No, you're good. You're good.
No, I'm like twangy.
I could see the thing, man.
We just got to get used to this. I think that's what it is.
What the hell was that?
I kind of liked it.
We commissioned one of Larry's friends to make us a song for Black History Month.
Didn't think it was going to start off like that.
Well, and apparently they're called the David Duke Duo.
I mean, Larry.
Well, to be...
How long is that song?
It's a minute and 30.
I mean, it's kind of catchy.
Yeah.
Happy Black History Month.
Everybody.
To keep it legit, though, one of the guys is black, so.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Okay, well, shout out to the David Duke Duo. And how long is that song?
Minute and 30.
So we'll be giving you 20
seconds.
Taste next week.
I think they got a hit on their hands.
No. You never know.
In the current climate, definitely you can go to number one.
So, Kiki, I got a question for you. Needles says 12. And I say 16. How many inches apart are the studs in the wall? 16 on center.
Oh, yeah, 16.
Yeah. 16 on center.
Yeah.
Edge to edge.
Edge to edge is not 12.
It's still 16.
No, no. You're talking here?
Every house, everywhere.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, 16.
Yeah, 16 on center. So, because he was saying, Larry, I do construction. What the fuck do you know?
What are you bringing this up? When the last time we talked about this?
Well, it was a long time ago, and I know the only person who could rectify it would be Kiki, and we haven't seen him in a while. We haven't all three been together in a minute.
I mean, sometimes they'll go even bigger.
Yeah, save money.
Yeah, but it depends what kind of, you know, if you're 2x6s, shit.
Okay, this is gay.
But, you know, that's
fucking
it.
Gay.
I just want to say, Larry, I'm right. I was right.
Oh, see, that's the whole reason he said that.
Absolutely.
Just because he needs one in his pocket already. What a faggot.
He came out pretty quick with that one.
I know he did too. Pat my ass for a little bit. I'm a baby.
Down.
You got it written down?
Yeah, I wrote down my
to get your fucking accolades today. Fucking homo.
I love it.
This is what I deal with. So that was a very shocking song to start Black History Month, but which is okay, though, we can deal with that.
We talked about how they like shoes, and they have a lot of kids.
I mean,
got a couple of some problems.
The funniest thing I saw was that thing I sent from Snopes, that Rosa Parks' husband didn't have a cover. Because I actually did some research on that. They were
fact-checking
because somebody was starting to spread it on X and it was getting traction. I was like, if this is real, I mean, this is the greatest story ever told.
I think it is real.
I don't know.
I'm sure he probably didn't have a car.
Well, they had
Why was she taking the fucking bus? He didn't want to give her a ride?
Yeah.
I mean, that's exactly why.
Yeah.
Or she worked the other way.
He's like, bitch, I ain't spending money on gas.
They work two different... I don't even know if women could drive back then.
No.
I mean...
Especially not a black woman.
Well, yeah, right?
I know they could barely vote. So...
No.
Two things...
When did they start getting to be able to vote? In like 1950s or 40s or something?
What am I, fucking Harriet Tubman?
I don't know, man.
Jesus. Yeah, when the hell did they get the... I think it was after...
You really do have a computer right in front of your face. One of you retards could look that up.
I think it was after World War II.
Yeah, probably. When they started working...
Because they were doing all the work. And
the Riveter shit, whatever that bitch is.
Rosie the Riveter. And they said, if I could build a bomb, I could fucking cast a vote, motherfucker.
Who said that?
I don't know, Rosie.
Now you're just making stuff up.
Yeah.
You're really on fire already. You're lying already, as usual.
Oh, man.
Fucking lying.
First of all, I never lie.
You just did.
About what?
And you did upstairs, too.
Oh, I just...
I don't lie ever. Oh, yeah, that upstairs, though. That was just today.
So,
Wednesday
night, we went and jammed. There was an open mic at Shannon's Deli in Lombard.
Real classy joint.
I got No Shirt Nick to come.
Nice.
We took over the motherfucking place. We played...
It's a deli. How big is it?
Well, we played for over an hour.
It was
an open mic, so it was it was big enough to have bands in there.
Well, I mean, these were your people, though, right?
Well,
it's a deli.
Yeah.
So I mean, you and your hook-nosed compadres all hung out there.
Yeah. Well, they're Irish, though.
I mean, these speaking about that, your boy's in town again.
Wait a minute, Irish deli?
An Irish deli?
Yeah.
Like sandwiches?
Well, I mean, you know, they just punch potatoes in there?
They sell like ham sandwiches and shit, man, but it's a bar. It's more a bar. Okay. They had half-court fucking hams.
Uh-huh.
That was tight.
You should make an album, songs to hit your wife to, and then give it to them.
And then, and then the next night, we last night, we played at D'Amito Saloon. You know that place in Villa Park?
Mm-mm.
And Choke On It played, and we fucking tore it up. It was pretty funny, man. It
Choke
was awesome.
On It.
Yeah, my punk band.
Dude, you're almost 60 years old, dude. Your band name is Choke On It. I mean, do I have to name all your bands for you? Because it
you
really
didn't
just...
name that one.
I named the other ones.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do I have to name another
one? You're saying that's not good.
Not really. I mean, it sounds like something a fucking retard does. Choke On It. When he has too many gummy bears or something.
It's more of a suggestion.
You got gummy bears?
Yeah, it's a fat girl. Which pocket are they in?
Oh, yeah, and it was in 1943. 1913 is when women got the right to vote.
Oh, wow.
Well, guess what was going on around that, too? Let's talk about the greater state of Israel.
Mm-hmm. They didn't let blacks vote until what? Black History Month, 1968.
I don't think they had Black History Month back then.
I know.
I mean, that was very...
No, they did have it for quite a long time. They had Black History Week.
Was it really?
Yes.
I think you're confusing that.
No, I just saw this the other day on TV, and they're talking about the history of Black History Month, and they go back to when it was just Black History Week.
But was that for, like, white people when they got the beat on them for
I don't know.
I think that was segregation times.
Yeah, I mean...
I think the beating part was white nostalgia month. They had, you know,
okay,
back in the late
then.
50s.
So your boy's back in town, Larry, and he brought his dirty laundry with him.
Who's that?
Fucking BB.
Oh, he's not my boy.
He's your boy, man. Him and Trump are boys. Did you see that? He pulled his chair out for him.
Yeah,
he gave him a beeper and a golden beeper, which is kind of a threat, wouldn't you think? I mean, I would take that as a threat.
I'd be like, no, thank you.
This guy, all of a sudden, it's like... Like $100 million got you $1 billion, like the greatest shekels ever spent.
Yeah,
well, I've seen a picture of them both sitting there shirtless on Magaza Beach.
Oh, I know. You know what?
You see
I'm
that?
Gonna buy oceanfront property
check
there.
That out.
Larry, what are you doing?
I made that thing.
Okay, good. Could you wait till after the show?
It's fine.
Okay. Oh my God.
Was pretty cool, right?
Was she a great big fat girl? It reminds me of...
Put the skin on the lotion. Put
what
the lotion
the hell
on
that
the skin.
Movie? Yeah, what the hell is that movie?
Fucking, I don't know. Jodie Foster is a fucking hermaphrodite.
Was
that the other one?
She was
one?
Pretty hot back in the
no,
day.
No, that's the one...
Jamie Lee Curtis.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
I never saw her pussy.
No, dude, this is like, what do you call it? It's... The locust they put, he was putting down Buffalo Bill.
It was a mom, whatever. I don't know.
When he was killing people, this
yeah,
is his.
Silence of the Lamb.
Yeah, Silence of the Lamb.
Actually, I should have explained. He knows it, fuck.
Yeah.
He should have explained it to
yeah,
him.
Yeah, right. Thank you, Larry.
That's
explained it to
saw,
us.
I saw that one.
I love when she goes to the door. Do you know this woman here? He's like, I don't think so. He's like, wait a minute. We're sure great big fat girl.
The best of that.
Yeah, I love that line.
He had a taste for fucking.
For the murder.
Yeah.
Did he take
better.
Their skin off?
Yeah, he was making like a whole body suit.
Nice. That's pretty. That's fucking. I admire
that'd be cool
that.
To get a human skin leather jacket.
I don't know about that.
That'd be fucking pretty.
Yeah.
Pretty nice.
Well, I mean, if you got it from our brethren in Africa, it's already tanned.
Yeah.
But I don't know about wearing other people's skin, Larry.
No, I know.
There's
would,
kind of
they
something
would process
demonic
it.
About that.
I know.
You might
I know.
Just get
it's
a red pair
gross.
Of shoes to go with it.
Yeah.
And a shout out to Big Balls. This guy,
yeah.
I like this kid. He's great.
I like him too. I never even seen his balls yet, and I already like him.
Yeah, well, you'll be the first one in line.
You know, I love him after I see his balls.
Dude, anyone
he's
that gets
like chef over here.
Anyone that gets CNN to talk to him and actually call him Big Balls on TV.
Well, it's fucking.
That's gold.
That is gold.
I mean, I want to see Joy Reid say it.
She wouldn't say it.
She wouldn't.
She said, his name is Big. B-A-L-L-S. I'm not going to give him the satisfaction
she
of me saying
spell?
That. Yeah, and she goes,
like the mayor,
I'm not going to say
mayor?
That vulgar stuff on TV.
Yeah, they're like the Philly mayor.
The Philly mayor.
E-G.
G. She went right to G.
E-G.
She didn't even...
E-L-S. Eagles.
This is your mayor. And everybody.
I think she put two G's in there separately.
Dude, she said it twice.
It was crazy.
She didn't even say it once. Like, talk about the fucking balls on that broad. Tony's got big balls right there.
Yeah, there's big balls.
That just speaks to the fucking public schooling in the district she's from.
I don't think public school. She's like 60.
Yeah, but that bitch didn't learn anything even back then.
If you can't fucking... Dude, the shit's all over the place, dude. You look at it every day.
It's like, not like it's her first time speaking in public
either. It's not like her first time saying Eagles either.
You're the mayor of Philadelphia. You'd think you'd know the Eagles,
you
right?
You think you would.
And, you know, Brandon Johnson probably even knows how to spell Bears.
Well, I don't know about that. That fucking Finuck. He's a fucking...
He is a Finuck.
He really is going to fucking... These fucking guys...
They should have... That's a good part of... this is a thing of Larry Needle's show that's never been done on any other channel. Famous Black History Finucks. Brandon Johnson.
Oh, okay.
He's a good Finuck. Mm. You know.
Who's another one?
I don't know. But
dude, we thought
Arthur Ashe?
We thought Beetlejuice was bad.
Who's Arthur Ashe?
Oh, he's a Finuck.
Was he a Finuck? Because he had AIDS, didn't he? Yeah. I think he's a tennis player. He's a famous tennis player.
Oh, okay.
Did he get it through a blood transfusion or something?
Okay, that's what they all say.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
said,
he got that technically it was a blood transfusion.
Yeah, it was a fucking sausage transfusion.
I said, sir, you have AIDS, but I'm not gay. He's, sure you're not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got it from a toilet seat. Yeah. Well, quit licking him, you weirdo. But I don't know any other famous. Oh, Jay-Z. Who knows?
Yeah. Well,
Diddy.
Oh, Diddy's definitely a finuck.
Black Fag History Month. All star, man. That motherfucker.
RuPaul.
RuPaul, motherfucker.
That one.
I used to like that song he had. Shantae.
Oh, gotta work.
It's so bad.
Get the fuck out of here. Yeah.
Remember that?
No, that shit'll make your hair curly. I don't listen to that stuff.
Yeah, blacks aren't really. They don't support their own Finucks.
No,
they're the most. They're like the Mexicans.
But really y'all like saw that. Everybody has seen that clip of the young black kids that are like between the age of 8 and 12, and they're all, man, I'll suck a dick. And they're saying what they'll do to fucking make it as a rap star. I'll let him put it in my ass, and they're all like, yeah, and then I'll lick his dick up and down. Jesus. And I'm like, what the fuck, man? And they were little kids.
That's fucked up.
It was like well known on the street that that's what you got to do to make it.
I remember hearing
booty
that.
Hole.
It's crazy. Mm-mm. It's fucking horribly fucking sick and gross.
It's just more fucking Jewish supremacy shit.
How fucking twisted can you get, though?
Really? I mean,
but to the point where the little kids are saying that's okay with me.
It's all predictive programming. This is what you have to do. It's like it's fucking MK Ultra Monarch shit.
Yeah.
And it's all like the kids are down with it. Too.
Yeah, exactly. And they become desensitized, just like with killing and shit. Everybody comes desensitized to it, and the next thing you know, it becomes the norm.
Right.
And we're living in Weimar conditions again. Yep. Fucking Nazi Germany.
Speaking of crazy conditions, Daniel Penny just got a job at some big, huge Jewish...
Silicon Valley.
No.
Yeah, tech
company, but it's totally run by Jews. It's like
Vander Spleen
and Horowitz or something. Yeah,
every single time a witch.
Yeah.
I mean, for what, like on. Security or something?
No. Like a tech advisor of some sort.
Is he Jewish?
Some kind of...
I don't think he might be, man. Is he in tech?
I don't know.
I don't think a Jew would step forward and have the balls to fucking put his life on the line.
I don't know,
that's a good point.
Yeah. They wouldn't have the balls. They just wouldn't
if a shekel rolls in the street.
Yeah, they're not risking their own lives for a goyim.
Well, it's easier to just steer clear of it.
Oh, and meanwhile, they may want to choke a black guy out, but who doesn't? Why.
And I don't know. Is there a lot of Jews in the military?
Huh?
Is there a lot of Jews? Yeah, that's
all
what I
mean. Goy.
Because he's a total military guy, Penny. Well, so that's another thing that makes me think.
I mean,
he's
the IDF
and
the Mossad.
Well,
obviously.
In Israel.
I mean, he's got a Jew.
We're not in Israel.
Jew name, though.
Well, what
Penny?
Do you mean we're not in Israel? We're definitely in Israel.
Yeah.
This is more Israel than Israel is. The best is that they're already talking about putting up oceanfront property in Israel.
Yes, that is great.
We should all go in on that.
They don't even miss a beat with that shit.
Gutfeld was talking about the Gaza Strip. Gaza Strip Club.
That was one of our fucking titles.
Yeah, he said a name.
Yeah,
he said it the other day on TV.
That was an old one, too.
I know.
But the funny thing is, it's like, we're cutting all 4 and 8 off to everybody else except Israel. Like, they're the only ones that matter.
Still get it.
They're still getting the billions.
Yeah, that's all right, though. I mean, the only two-state solution I support is on the moon. Go for it.
Yeah.
It's all yours.
Get past the firmament.
And honestly, I don't give a fuck what they do.
Spaceship like a menorah.
I just don't want to fund it.
Well, yeah. But the problem is that let's take all this money from that USAID that we're saving. Now we're just going to give it to Israel.
Yeah. But you know what's great, like, though?
Cool, man.
Is they're shutting that shit down. How about those people with what they're wasting our money on?
Wasting?
Sesame Street in fucking Iran. DEI play in fucking Ireland. Ireland,
70 grand.
Dumb shit.
Yeah, it's
fucking
like,
potato monkeys.
Me?
They couldn't even survive a famine, and you gotta give them a DEI play.
Dude, did you
see? They're not a farm.
Did you guys see that Sesame Street video I sent?
Yeah, the one that was pretty good. I want to be a writer on that show.
Yeah.
That would be amazing.
Bart and Ernie were both like jihads with long beards.
That Taliban fucking garb
yeah.
on.
That was
and
funny.
They were fighting the Americans.
I saw some where it was like Cookie Monster stole some cookies and they chopped his hands off.
That shit's fun. Well,
you can. There's a lot of shit you can do with that.
I'm real happy that we were given what the Taliban how much a week, like $200 million a week.
Oh man,
$300 million
it.
A week, huh?
They need it. They want to get some hotter goats.
Well, I think it's all. I mean, they don't need the money. They want to trade in boys. They just that's just for armament. An ordinance. They care. The only thing they care about is. I sent you that article about that.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of like Taliban and shit, I was listening to the Martyr Maid, the Epstein one again.
So good.
And they talk about how all the American military guys were complaining to the
their superiors.
Superiors, because the Afghans they were training, like part of their clause, like, well, if I'm going to do this. I forget what they call them.
You have
but,
to turn your eye to what I'm doing in the barracks.
Well, no, they wanted to have a little boy toy.
Are you kidding
me?
Oh, like, no joke.
Mm-hmm.
And they let him, right?
Well, they said,
that's
like,
what I thought.
It's a different culture, just let it be. And
they
like,
would be,
I think
fuck?
I heard some about
they
that.
They would be
before,
having their way with them in the barracks, and they would hear them screaming, and they were told to turn a blind eye.
Yeah.
Man,
because there was a lot of Americans that were bitching and complaining about
it. I would imagine.
Well, that's when the CIA was running kids back and forth for them.
But here's the other deal, part of this. The shitty part of this is the Taliban banned that shit where you couldn't be diddling little boys. So that's how they were recruiting a lot of people.
Saying, hey, if you come here, we'll let you fuck little boys.
They were telling the little boys, listen, we want you to kill those people that are raping you and come fight with us because we're not going to rape you.
Ah.
So that's how they were recruiting.
So basically
stuff.
They were just using them as fucking bait.
And then did they hold their
Taliban.
Word or did they rape them?
Yeah, well.
Well,
word's still out on that.
I don't know if that. But the thing, yeah, they wrote articles about this shit about how people were complaining to their superiors and everybody just.
Oh yeah, like Afghans, they wouldn't work border patrol unless they had a couple. I forget there was a name they have for them. Yeah, it's like
some
what
boy
the
toys.
Fuck?
Yeah, because I mean
that is some shit. That's I didn't think those
I don't want goats.
I don't know what to call them. Sand N-words. Fucking. Sand,
tally touchers,
sand Nigerians.
Yeah.
Well, what the fuck?
Oh,
man?
Where's the crown?
We left it upstairs.
That sucks. We've got a Burger King crown for
Black
History
Month.
We'll
have it for next episode.
If you know, you know.
Yeah, we're celebrating the king here.
The king is crowned.
Yeah. The guy for he's
and
South that, African too.
So. Is, yeah, we're not talking about MLK.
Who was a known philanderer and involved in, I mean, those documents that they
he
released.
He likes to
which
do
is,
some powder and
he likes
drink
to do
a
lot more
bit.
Than that.
Yeah, well, who doesn't?
He likes to,
yeah,
he likes
who
to
doesn't?
Hit on both sides of the plate, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, but here's the thing. When you're
switch
a big rock star like that.
I don't know about
you know,
a rock star.
Well, he was pretty famous, man.
Well, but the thing was he was put in position to do that.
Yes.
Because, there was...
But no one's infallible. You got to remember that.
Well, the problem when you're a useful idiot until you're unuseful anymore.
Yeah.
And then you're fucking fodder for the cannon.
Yep.
And there's nothing you can do
you
about
know,
that.
Even like his famous speeches. I don't know. I read that some Jews actually wrote the shit.
No, they were all. I mean, his
I
doctor.
I wouldn't doubt it.
There, listen, the infiltration that was going on at this point in time was heavily known. Look at what's going on with Kennedy's. You know what I mean? Fucking
yeah.
Malcolm X.
Malcolm X was a fucking wild motherfucker, man.
They all were. Yeah. You know what
he
I mean?
Was like, really wild.
Imagine being put in place that you have to take these
people.
He
did not fuck around with drugs, Malcolm. He didn't cheat on his wife and all that shit.
He was a hardcore,
straight up
hardcore Muslim.
No, and that's why he was an asshat.
Well, who was the hardcore?
Right. They didn't have anything on him. They had to kill his ass.
Who was the hardcore Muslim?
Malcolm X.
But I mean, wasn't there? What was the leader? Wasn't there a
Farrakhan?
Farrakhan.
There you
Louis Farrakhan.
That guy. Oh. Listen, man.
And you know, hey, and honestly, I can respect Malcolm X, you know, sticking to his guns and just, hey, that's what he believed. Not that I believe in the same shit.
I don't know
but...
too much about him, so
well,
I can't really say
they blew
about
up
him,
his
but...
house, man, when his wife and kids were home. The motherfucker had like 11 kids. And,
well, what's wrong with that?
You know. No, I know. And he was fucking pissed. And when they finally killed
that
him.
That he had 11 kids or they blew his house up?
That they blew his house up. Okay. He was like out for fucking blood. And he was telling his people at his meetings, you know, fuck these motherfuckers. They busted in and shot him up. They killed him during one of his fucking preaching fucking episodes right in his little church, man. It was a fucking terrible. Oh,
but
man.
But his guys were, I think most of his guys were loyal.
Loyal as shit, dude.
It's
they
like,
were really
that,
down
it's like,
for
how
the fucking,
fucking
system.
And in the black community, that's tough, man.
Yeah.
That's where they... It doesn't take much for them to go against
each
other. That's
where you're gangs.
Just out of, even just with jealousy. It doesn't even need to have money involved
or anything.
That's why
it's very difficult for these
jealousy.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, these gangs have been around for how long? Since the 60s
Forever.
And the 70s, they still can't get it together.
Well, initially, the gangs, when they started, was for the neighborhood to be safe, and they would lock down and hold down shit in the neighborhood. It deteriorated into what it is today. In the beginning, the gangs were actually good.
What was that one gang that would go around the subways and protect everybody there?
Oh,
Guardian Angels.
Guardian. They seem like a legit group.
They're not even Curtis Sewell.
Yeah.
That's a guy's name. Yeah. But they weren't. They beat up like somebody who wasn't an illegal on camera. It was like a year ago.
He's a wild motherfucker.
They're still around?
They're still around.
That guy lives in a studio apartment, him and his wife, and they got 20-something cats in one fucking room.
He's a real fucking
psychopath.
He's
a nut. Yeah, he's nuts.
Man. How do you know this?
Because I know about
Cat
Curtis.
Weekly? Yeah. I'm trying to out fucking.
Well, this
he
was
other.
On the cover of February Cat Weekly.
That's fucking great.
He's got little red hats like he wears for his
cat. Berets.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be great.
That would be great.
They got little fucking vests on and shit. I don't think the Guardian Angels really do anything, do they?
They'll fucking.
Well, I think they did.
They'll protect people. They used to fucking fuck people up.
Well,
Before Giuliani became mayor, like somebody had to step forward and try to. Because
it was so bad.
Yeah, New York was fucking brutal.
And you know what? I'll tell you guys.
Hookers were stepping out of line big time.
Yeah. Someone had to slap that bitch.
Yeah.
So I've been there before Giuliani and after, and then during, and then, you know, I haven't been there after. I haven't been in New York in a while, but the difference was night and day.
That's what everybody
says.
It
was fucking night
and day. Oh, it was debaucherous.
Yeah,
it was
very
fucking
dangerous and didn't feel safe at all. And then after Giuliani, it seemed like a suburb with skyscrapers. It was so fucking safe.
Yeah,
he got rid of all the porno fucking.
It was unbelievable.
Cleaned that place up.
Yeah, the rub and tugs and shit. But he wasn't. I mean, listen, they're all politicians.
Times Square in the old days, every fucking place was nothing but one porn shop and show and fucking whorehouse after the next, man.
They have the fucking
like,
jerk off booths and the fucking the sexy ladies.
Talk about
glass.
Glory holes.
Oof, man.
That's like Glory Hole
New York
Central.
Glory Hole.
Dude, that's a good name for a band, the New York Glory Holes.
I can see the Indians lining up like 20 deep.
Oh, yeah.
No, all putting like a quarter together or something to try to get a show.
Dude, what fucking. Willie and I went to San Francisco. They had one of those where it was like they were on just a bunch of chicks on a rotating bed. And then you put money in and the window went up.
It slams down.
And I'd be like, Willie was on the end. Like, She'd be like, it was like, slap your puss. And they would like come up and you could like talk to them and shit.
Oh,
it was very
it.
Funny. But there were just a bunch of chicks just out of bed doing just like this crazy shit. And you could like see the other guys. And let me tell you, there were some other guys that were really into the show, if you know what I mean.
Oh, God.
I don't know what they were doing down
wasn't,
there.
Yeah, it wasn't their first time there.
They looked like they were putting a lot of money in fast.
Yeah.
But imagine having to clean that shit up. Oh fucking
man. Horrible. That is funny.
That is fucking bad.
It's very funny.
Didn't Pee-wee get busted for being like in the theater or something?
He was jacking it in the fucking theater, yeah.
But they never said what kind, because he posthumously, right?
Posthumously,
whatever, you know what I mean?
After the motherfucker was dead.
Well, yeah, now they're coming out with the documentary, and they're like, oh, he was gay. It's like, man, leave the dude alone. Like, what are you doing, man?
Dude, well, he was Pee-wee.
Would that shock you that he was gay?
I don't know. Well,
I mean, holy fuck.
There were also...
he was on fire.
Well, I was looking into what happened with him, and he got busted with a little bit of CP.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, so there was
that does happen when people want to rub, give you a bad name.
Yeah, but he wasn't really,
It certainly
he was
does.
Completely different than he was at that point.
But
in
was
time.
He? But
like...
was he trying to fucking out people because he got tired of the shit?
He's tied.
I mean, he did Cheech and Chong movies.
Yeah,
he's tied in with fucking the dude from Cheech and Chong, Stacy Keach. Yeah. Remember what he got? He got busted for CP also.
Yeah.
Huh.
So they were saying that there was like this network that they
when
were
when he
trading.
Got busted. Sergeant, you guys remember Stadanko. This mugshot? He had like a fucking beard,
Pee-wee
and
did,
long hair, and
Paul
shit.
Rubens,
looked nothing like him.
Yeah,
he did not look like the Pee-wee from the Playhouse.
I don't understand what just whacking it in a movie theater with other dudes whacking it.
I guess
weird.
If you grow up in L.A., it just, I don't know.
No, I don't know
weird.
About that, man, because you could go to Zebby over here and you could go hit the fucking jerk-off.
That's fucking
booth.
Weird.
You know, like, how starved are you to
here's the thing. You got your house.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean,
you can put whatever you want up your ass in there. You don't have to worry about getting busted.
We're getting a stray disease. Dude, that's the one thing I don't understand with Zebulon. That place has been there for like 40 years at minimum. And
packed when I drove by today.
Yeah, I remember driving by on Christmas. And I was like, holy shit.
That was the busiest day of the year.
Yeah, I was like, are they having a party here?
That was one of the things that
we're
me
too
and my brother.
Hot. The mics would, seems like they're too
that
hot.
And now we're good, man. Seriously.
That's funny.
That was one of the things me and my brother would do on Christmas Day would be to drive by Zebulon and see how many cars were there.
Yeah.
And be like, look at these fucking dirt bags.
Well, at least,
the other day I was driving by there. And I saw like three people like, pulling out in a row. And they're like, they're looking around.
This is a euphemism, Larry.
Yeah, it's a euphemism.
They don't give a fuck. Let me tell you, those people are out there. Like, they can be seen.
Yeah, they
like,
don't
I wonder,
give a
I would
shit.
Love to do an expose, not an expose, but I'd like to interview these people where they
well, why don't
from.
We do an episode from Zebulon?
Do a pod, like, right from the outside.
Right inside the booth. We just gotta keep on putting money in. Just porno in the back.
Oh.
That's all right, though. But no, I mean, I never, like,
shit, one of our best Christmases we spent down in Adelita's.
Oh, yeah.
Down in TJ.
At the fucking whore.
The hell was
that?
It's a cat trying to get married.
Yeah, that's the cat knocking something up.
I was going to say knocking stuff down.
Yeah, Mary ain't getting up, though.
No.
She's in bed. But, yeah, no, the fucking, those guys are horn dogs, man. They're just out there just, you know what they're doing in there. First of all, you can get all the porno you want in your hand. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So.
And then with your other hand.
You're not going into the fucking place to peruse anything.
No.
You know?
Hey, what's your name? What are you doing here?
Yeah. My name is Buck.
If anybody talks to you in one of those places.
You're in there looking for a conversation.
Because
what they do is, allegedly.
Yeah.
You sure know a lot about this.
I dated a girl who was a dancer, and she used to work at a place in California, and they had sort of the same type of thing that they had with the glass. So we would go there and fool around in there and watch the girls and whatever, party. But they would tap on the door while you're in there watching.
Can I come in?
Well, you don't know. It's a rando.
Well, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's a fucking, it's like Forrest Gump.
And
yeah,
somebody may
life
open
like
the
a
door.
Box of chocolate.
Come on in.
It might be any flavor, any nationality.
Oh, man.
Hey.
Talk about rolling
the
gays, dice, man.
Dude, the gays are as horny as the fucking Indians, man.
It's horrible.
They'll just fucking do, they make, the apps that they do for that shit is so funny. There's a podcast I listen to, one of the guys is a Fanuc. and he talks about that shit. And there's just a dude sitting next to a dude at a bar, and you don't even know. Like, I need a hand job, and get the fuck out and go do it. It's like, all right, man.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know about fucking just getting my fucking root tugged by some rando.
No. Oh, man.
But that was time.
You fucking gays
are
weird.
That's risky.
What's that?
You gays are weird.
Okay. What are you reading? Why are you reading?
I don't know what it is, man.
Okay, good. What time
are
we at?
It's an instructional booklet.
We're not far, man. We're half hour in.
Okay, yeah. Well, why did you set the alarm, dumbass?
I didn't set the alarm. We're 29 minutes and 51 seconds we've been going.
Okay.
I didn't set an alarm. I got a timer, the stopwatch, man.
Okay.
I'll let the people at home know if anybody that's not listening and is watching this on either YouTube or Rumble that our camera is, we're not happy with the picture, so we're using our laptop camera, and so our controls are a mile away, about 5 or 6 feet away
fat
from
stick.
Us. So, yeah, we can't touch even touch bitch. The buttons. So.
No, it don't even really matter.
We got a camera on order that's coming, so we're going to see in high def.
So then we'll try this thing.
But,
so
we got to do a quick shout out.
Soon we'll be uglier than
oh,
ever.
Oh, yeah. Fucking talk about Johnny Legs for a second.
Yeah.
Who's Johnny Legs?
Captain Werther's original.
Our boy.
The Candy Man.
He listens to the show, so shout out to Johnny Legs.
He definitely, every show he gives us. And I think, I think he gave me one of his, he hands out those candies.
The Werther's.
Yeah, the Werther's. And I think he grabbed in the wrong pocket. He's got like,
he
I think it's
Blue Chew or a Viagra.
I think it had like ether in it. I was starting passing out. I'm like, I gotta tell him. I was like, "Hey, man, is that your wrong pocket? Like your park pocket
your kid
for the kids?
Park.
Yeah, the kid pocket.
What was it? Did you really?
You
passed out?
No.
Oh. You know what'd be funny if
just,
there was a
just
white,
fucking with them.
If there was a white van that said free shekels instead of free candy. But no, fucking Johnny Legs hands me a fucking Werther's, and it's funny because Roller's like, "Hey, are there drugs in here?" He's like, "No." Chadillac's like, hey,
everybody
has. He hands me, I'm like, hey, are there drugs in here? He's like, what the fuck do I want this for? Like, handed that Gacy at a boy's fucking soccer game.
He's
handing out candy.
Little Werther's. I took one, though.
Those I would have
But you're
one.
The best, Johnny Legs.
Those are good.
It's fucking funny, though.
Yeah, but shout out to Johnny Legs.
It made me laugh. oh, shit. All right, well, there's that.
Here's a little episode we're doing for Black History Month.
Gotta get the
dashiki out. That's a good
out.
One, yet.
This is Miss Needles.
This is Miss Needles.
Miss Needles is gonna tell some fortunes now, and this is an honor.
Oh, where's the cards?
Motherfucker,
oh,
you guys
yeah.
didn't bring down nothing.
Oh, shit, yeah.
So
well, we got some callers that are gonna be calling in. We're opening up the lines.
Yeah, and while Needles is upstairs getting his tarot cards, we'll say how much of a fag
Miss,
he is.
Yeah, Miss Needles. He, paid a lot of money to do 6 months training with Mrs. Cleo. I don't know.
Right before she died, man.
Yeah, I don't know if you remember Miss Cleo.
Last student she ever had, man, was Needles.
Yeah, man, she read the cards and tell you your fortune.
Little Needles was the last student Miss Cleo ever had.
Yeah. He was hoping to make a little Miss Cleo. But then shit hit the fan.
I was the last man to make her calm, so that's how I took over.
Last guy to make Miss Cleo calm.
Yeah. So she signed over all of everything she owned
would
to
Would you
him.
Fuck Miss Cleo? I would have.
So yeah, the Miss Cleo.
If you don't fuck me good, man, I put a hex on you.
Yeah, because
you get a curse if you don't do it right.
And yeah, if you want to talk to Miss Needles, it's 1-800-311-1412.
Get your fortune told.
I don't know how the fucking card shuffling's gonna go.
Yeah. Oh, it's gonna fare around this spot.
Miss Needles gonna read the cards.
Ah, hello, this is Miss Needles. How you doing, fellas?
We're good.
This is going to get this canceled, definitely.
Yeah. We're all going to be doing Jamaican voices. So, well,
okay,
we're going to open up the phone lines here.
Don't you... All right. What's the first question, boy?
Here we go. Here's our one caller. Miss Needles, I recently purchased a...
Where is it?
I was like, I didn't see this one before. I recently purchased a Mercedes with my tax refund. return check. Wait.
Mercedes. She purchased a Mercedes with her tax refund check.
And then I was fired from my job as an RN.
Ooh.
What the hell does that say? Should I?
Should I sue Whitey
for racial discrimination, even though I was always late and basically abused to samples?
Oh, this one sounds like a one for Miss Cleo. Let me look at my cards.
Me personally, I think she should keep the car. See if it's got a tracking device and hide that fucker.
To a heart. Ooh. No good for you. That means you got diabetes.
Oh.
Probably going to lose your statin prescription too, fatty.
Yeah, you're going to lose. You have to amputate your feet and can't drive that Mercedes anymore.
And let me tell you, black people and their tax returns. Oh, boy. I seen a many, many cool company cigarette go out of business.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, and every caller gets a free pack of Newports.
There we go. So I think, child, what you should do is sue Whitey. Sue Whitey for everything. Because if you don't, who will?
That's Irish, right. Miss Cleo.
Yeah, okay.
And Miss Cleo also has attorneys she can recommend.
Okay, caller number two says, so I'm at the nail salon, and the lady boy, the yellow lady boy missed on my French tip. Should I go nuclear and put them back in the microwave, or should I just leave the store?
Ooh,
this is a very good question from Ms. Leo, because we know that blacks don't like to pay for things.
Yeah, should she hightail out of
that? I'm black, so I can say this.
What do the cards tell us?
The cards tell us, two hearts again.
Ooh.
Double diabetes in a row.
How could there be two hearts?
Oh, it's not a good day. Not a good day.
Oh, I can smell your foot from here. Gonna need a boot on that soon. Eight of diamonds.
Ooh.
Not a good card. Not a good card. Very, very thick blood. You might want to check for sickle cell.
Yeah. Eight means you're definitely late. You should check, you see if you're pregnant too.
Eight diamonds is how much cholesterol you got in your bones, fatty. Lay off the chicken wings. And the final card from Miss Cleo.
Miss Needles, you mean?
Miss Needles. Son of a bitch, Miss Needles is stoned. Jack of hearts.
Ooh.
Not a very good one. Not at all.
Not at all.
This usually means when you wipe your butt, you get poop in your nails.
Ooh.
Poop in your nails. That would be a great bluegrass band.
Yeah. Don't be eating those wings.
So thank you for writing, Miss Needles.
Yeah, but you never answered the lady. Should she leave or should she go fucking nuclear on these motherfuckers?
Well, those people, let me tell you about them. Now I'm getting Irish.
Yeah. But first off, don't forget to get diabetes.
Yeah. It depends if you're a big girl or not. Yeah. Can you make it to the door in time? You don't trust those little people. They are very quick in no karate.
Yeah,
so I would say, try to get it done again, lady, and work it.
Because if you got diabetes, like Miss Needle says, and you got shit on your fingernails, you're a big girl.
You got that.
Makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
The next caller says, dear Miss Needles, me and my auntie are here from Haiti illegally.
Oh,
my
no.
Trump-loving racist neighbors are trying to deport me. What should I do?
Let me tell you, Haitians are the worst. They like voodoo and goats. Have you ever seen those little dolls with the pins?
Yes.
There's bastards that fuck you right in your pee hole. They don't give a fuck. There you go.
Okay.
So, what you're asking is, what should you do? Do I stay in this country?
Or run?
Or
from...
do I run? Well, let's see what the cards say.
Is Trump gonna get you?
Oh, son of a bitch.
Oh, that's not good.
Tree of diamonds.
Ooh.
That's almost as bad as the two of diamonds.
Well, it's a little bit worse. It's one more diamond. This one tells me you got three kids at home. Take care of your kids. And probably the King of Spades.
Oh, your husband ran out on you.
Did he go get cools and milk? Because this card tells me that. Be right back is not in your vocabulary.
But you've heard this before.
Yeah, the Queen of Spades would be in your favor, lady, but not the King of Spades.
Yeah, he's gone.
He's got a family two blocks over. But what you should do is...
And he's leaving with them.
Your daughter's boyfriend is her brother.
Are you hot? And is your auntie hot? Start an OnlyFans. Get away. Move to Haiti, even though it's a shithole. Stay away from the Clinton Foundation.
And ask Chelsea for some of that money she got from USAID.
So, I hope you get to... I hope you get it together.
Yeah, and we hope you feel better, too. Sorry about your man taking off on you. If he hasn't yet, he's gonna. Sorry about
that. They're known for that, too. Yeah. Keep your pussy tight. Do your kegels.
So when they say they're going to go get a pack of cigarettes, they're probably never going to come back, is what you're saying?
Oh, no, it's a guarantee.
Have you never been to the hood?
They ain't coming back, lad.
No. 5 minutes turns into 5 years.
And guess what? They're taking your money to pay for that shit.
The next caller says, "Dear Miss Needles, I am white and I recently had a child with an African American gentleman.
Oh, child!
Oh,
and rude boy, butty boy!
And he wants nothing to do with me or the baby.
Oh, you reap what you sow.
I could have told you that without that reading.
Should I keep pursuing Dontarius or move on?
Oh, I like his name, Dontarius.
Sounds like he plays football. Yeah. I'm Asian. Yeah. Well, let me see. I don't even need the cards for this one. Have you ever heard of welfare, child? I suggest you get on it right now. Section 8 housing. Never let you down. Show him that baby proud. Even though he's probably the ugliest bastard you'd ever seen.
Yeah. But you know what?
Don't mix races, Miss Cleo.
Yeah. But name him Dontarius. So.
No. Call him Pete. No one will know the difference. And always shave his head. Don't he let him grow his hair. My advice to you. Oh, this is a tough one. When you date, don't tell your possible suitors about your baby. Because they will leave. You damaged goods, child.
Yeah. Give them to the neighbors.
So this girl probably doesn't have...
many options, as we say.
Marriage in the future.
Well, it depends. Some people like to be cucked.
Dontarius is probably going to go out for cigarettes at some time.
I tell you right now,
I think he already went.
I flip one card. Let's see. 26, the amount of children Dontarius has. It's always in the cards, child.
Yeah. The cards don't lie.
Unlike Dontarius. He's a scheming bastard.
And he doesn't have these cards.
So fucking stupid.
Okay. I love it.
Dear Miss Needles.
Yes, that's me, Miss Needles.
My son sells drugs out of my apartment and doesn't pay rent. I tell the boy that this isn't going to last forever. Are the 5-0 in his future?
Well, what kind of...
I wonder where she's from, this lady.
I let me flip a card and find out. The hood.
The cards don't lie.
The cards never lie.
Somewhere with a Carter on Carter on blocks.
This is a tough one.
Well, Miss Cleo always says, "I love your children, love your family, unless they're criminals." What do you do with the criminals? Just like the Haitians. The Haitians, bad people, batty, batty people. They will eat your dog and rape your cat. Uh-huh. They like to look through windows, too. Let me tell you, Miss Cleo caught one looking one time. Guess what she did? Miss Cleo, I raped him. You didn't see that in the cards, did you? So, child, what shall we do? What shall we say? Eight of diamonds again, what the fuck? Well, means your blood sugar ain't too good, child.
Yeah. A lot of diabetes in the black community.
A lot of diabetes in these cars. Go check, go talk to your doctor, your primary care physician.
Talk to Will. What he says. Wilford, what's his name, Brimley?
Yeah.
Go talk to Wilford.
I wish we had the crown, I was just about to say something.
Diabetes.
Quit eating the sweets too. I know you got a penchant for the little Debbie. And the grape soda. Lots of sugar in there. Your people love the grape soda.
You gotta stay away.
Stay away from the grape soda. How do we get on this tangent?
How about Code 45?
Yeah.
Code 45. Oh, getting back to the son that sells drugs. Mm. Well, unless he ain't giving you drugs.
Find where he keeps his money.
The Ace of Diamonds. Ooh. No good.
No good.
That means the 5-0. Nauseas are selling drugs. They're probably watching him already. Well, what kind of drugs he sell? I think this is Dontarius.
This is one of Dontarius' kids.
You could probably find out what he's selling by flipping the next card.
Yeah. See if it's Dontarius' kid.
No, two he's card flips enough. I got. Oh!
Oh, no.
Or like I call it, the Farrakhan of cards.
Yeah. Oh.
So this tells... Oh, man. So this card tell me, this is Dontarius. Dontarius. This is from Chanel. Call me.
Oh, Dontarius.
So,
that's no good.
Dontarius, the 5-0 under you, boy. Get your booty ballam and balakata out of there. Bumba clot. Moving out of the road.
Oh, boy.
Your poor mom. You ain't paying a rent. You ain't doing no good. Knocking up with a white girl.
Yeah.
What devil?
And if your boy ain't paying rent, at least he's making money. You get your ass to work.
Yeah. Why can't you work, fatty? Let's see if you got diabetes. The 5 of clubs. That's what your foot looks like, a club foot.
Yeah.
You definitely got the diabetes.
You got the club foot, bitch.
You are more sugar than blood. Oh. Get your shit checked and wipe your ass. And I think that should
it's
be
a
it.
Yeah. But you get a free pack of Newports with the call.
So that was stupid.
Those 5 packs of Newports we got to get. All of them,
I don't even know how to come back from that.
I think it might be Dontarius making his family call in because it turns out that all the cigarettes are probably going to him.
You know what? He might be running a scam on us.
He's got 29 kids.
I think so.
Yeah, he may be running a scam on Miss Cleo here. Son of a bitch.
Yeah, motherfucker.
So Miss Cleo, Miss Needles, or
Miss Needle,
whatever
yeah.
we want
Miss
to
Needles.
Do. A fucking, what the fuck did I do with my phone?
Oh, man, I can't believe that Dontarius, man.
He's still talking. That Dontarius kid, likes to have
Hey, you guys
a
know
sex.
Who Maxine Waters is?
Oh, yeah.
That, speaking of black,
the lady that looks like her, she's wearing a mask of her face and not a good one.
Exactly.
I think she got somebody put a magnifying glass on her.
I think
her
we should talk about her because it's Black History Month.
What do you want to talk about?
Oh,
dude, did you ever
see that cunt going crazy today because they wouldn't let her in the building?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I saw that.
And then what's funny because Trump called her a lowlife.
Okay. Yeah, which kind of
works.
Which
is fucking excellent. I love
that. Well, hey,
you
call a spade a spade.
She might be calling Miss Needles next week.
Looking for a job.
She might.
Yeah. Do you ever see the pictures of, like, her feet?
No.
Whose?
Oh.
Maxine Waters?
Yeah. What does she look like, Barney Rubble?
Oh, no, they're, like, strapped into, like, you know,
what
she
are
gets,
you looking at old black ladies' feet for, dude?
He's a pervert.
I mean, you really are going out of your fucking league here. I mean,
well, no, there's pictures on the internet people post like,
oh yeah, okay.
Like, what the fuck is this? No, she's got like those straps, and dude, she's got like pinkies like shooting off the side, like all crunched up, like.
That's horrible.
Oh man, talk about woof hoof. Mm.
I don't understand how people fix her up with the Amphora.
I don't know. Yeah. I never understood foot people. Yeah, but she's a real fucking piece of shit.
She is.
Some dude's just sitting there doing his job, and she's like, I want to see your badge again. It's like, bitch, you already forgot. It's like, go home. You're making all this money.
Dude, here's the thing. These motherfuckers didn't go to work for months. Now Trump locks the doors, and now they need to get in there.
I got to go to work.
Yeah. What the fuck would they actually do if they let him in the building?
Start
shredding
papers.
They're going to fucking walk in circles in the vestibule or something?
No, they start shredding shit and getting rid of shit, and the jig is up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's fucking...
The nig is a...
Somebody had to do it. I mean, they were throwing softballs over
it
here.
It is Black History Month.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, that's...
And we don't have the crown, so he can't say the full word.
Well, but here's the thing, though. She is really, really...
Well, they're all like that. Why are they fucking screaming fucking lunatics, man? That fucking Pocahontas, man. She's just the worst. Oh. Like, imagine going to work...
Imagine, you know, hey, did you guys ever see the footage where she's having a beer and she asks her husband, hey, honey, have a beer with me? And he's like, no, thanks. And he walks.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. She's a fucking insufferable bitch, dude. Like, she's these people
horrible.
Are so full of themselves that they think.
She's
got to be
is
a real.
The worst,
well, it's
man.
Like they go to work, so it's like, okay, with RFK, they go in there and they just yell at this dude for 2 days.
They berate him.
And you know how much money Pocahontas gets from fucking all 1. These
1.4 million.
Yeah, man.
But she doesn't get
Bernie
it.
Sanders.
She doesn't get it personally. It goes to her campaign
a nice
funds.
Piece of it, man.
Well, no, it goes to her campaign funds. That's how they do that.
Trust me, though, she's getting money too.
Well, no, these people aren't that retarded. They don't fucking leave a paper trail like fucking. But you know what the problem is?
She takes her money and invests.
Or
in
they do fucking stock options and shit, or they do calls and shit like Pelosi does. Like,
yeah,
it's all these fucking.
They
people,
amazingly know how to just buy and sell everything perfectly.
The amount of money that is just being found out that is just going to bullshit is egregious. It really sucks that it's
absolutely.
Like, why the fuck does our life suck in this country? It's like, oh, that's why. Because we're funding fucking tranny operas in fucking Mogadishu.
Well, I get the latest thing I saw was $84 million that was supposed to go to Haiti through the Clinton Foundation and Chelsea. $10 million went to a house.
See, I don't know if that's right because they had
I don't
the
know
EIA.
If it's true.
No,
but
Chelsea walked away with a lot of fucking
money. Yeah, but no, this
$3 million
to
pay for a wedding.
You're looking at you're talking about the one that had the EIN numbers, the employee identification numbers, and they were all tied together.
Did you
just see the one? Or, like, tracks it. I think it was fake,
I saw so many
though.
Damn ones, yeah.
Dude, there's so much fake shit on the internet that you can't decide.
Yeah, that's
you know,
the thing
like,
you
there's
don't
no
know.
Dissension between
yeah.
you.
It sounds believable, though.
Well,
yeah, I would believe anything about the Clintons being crooked.
Yeah, I just
that
saw
that seems real believable.
I just saw another one that was saying
well,
that.
Well, I mean, fucking
Hollywood A-listers were getting paid to take pictures with Zelensky.
Yeah, which is this fucking.
How about Zelensky coming fucking forward and saying now that Biden's gone and
yeah,
telling
fucking
Trump that. He really never really got any of that.
Well, we got $75 million. I don't know what the other $100 million is. Yeah.
Billion.
Or billion.
Fucking,
yeah, billion.
He's fucking a menorah muncher. He's a fucking lying piece of shit, dude.
Yeah, but I wouldn't,
let me tell you.
I wouldn't doubt that he's not lying about not getting the money. I'm sure that shit just fucking went
all
right back,
back
into their pockets, baby.
Mm-hmm. I mean, hey,
they're
listen.
So fucking rich, those politicians.
I mean, hey, if I was with Zelensky...
Think
one
about,
for
you,
one
you know,
for
if
me.
If you could get
one
away with
you.
Stealing every day, what are you going to do if you're a thief? Yeah. You're going to steal every day
well, you know,
until you get
well,
caught.
And you know the war is a bunch of bullshit anyway, so why even waste money?
Well, first of all, listen, people knew this shit was coming. You know what I mean? Like, there's a reason that this, they said this, they were going to do this shit. Why is everybody up in arms about what they're doing? It's because they're getting caught with their fucking hands in the cookie jar. And
that's why those
fucking
Dems
and they
are
freaking the fuck
out. Yeah, it's crazy. Like, if I went to work,
you know,
they just berated RFK.
You guys probably got around the same grade average that I got as a kid. Do you remember the frightening feeling, like, on, like, report card day and shit?
No, not really, because I knew I was fucking up. There was no frightening feeling.
Well, my mom, I knew my mom would fucking scream at me.
Yeah.
And so you know, it's got to be the feeling that they all have. Like, they all know this impending doom. Well, more, you know, I'm talking magnified, but you're a little kid, I'm talking about. It seems big.
Unfathomable.
I get what you're saying.
I understand what you're saying.
This is the most the Democrats have actually worked in a long time. Yeah. Because now they're fighting for, like, they're fucked.
For their lives.
Yeah, seriously.
Because they're all going to get found out. But nothing's going to happen. Nothing ever happens.
No, nothing ever does.
Wait, oh, we found it.
Do you remember back, I think it was 2006 or 2007, the Republican speaker was thrown in prison for child porn? Or not child porn, but actually being a pedo, like a hardcore pedo?
Yeah, vaguely. Fucking, I don't know his name.
I forget what his name is.
Oh, Hastert?
That's kind of
sounds Devin Haster.
No, it was Hastert.
Everybody's forgotten about Illinois. This guy. Was
he
it?
He was from Illinois.
But yeah, he was a Speaker of the House. Mm-hmm. I mean, dude.
Well, they had fucking
Devin Hester, is that his name?
Something. No, Devin Hester used to play football.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, but his name was
So I think it wasn't him.
Hastert. Hastert, that's what it was.
I'd have to take a look.
But what do you call it? Dennis Hastert, I think it was. But there were like lawsuits pending against him from his high school.
Oh.
The wrestling team was fucking. They had ongoing lawsuits with him, and it finally caught up with him. But the thing, fucking?
He was a coach or something.
Yes.
Okay.
He was like a wrestling coach, or he was around boys and shit.
Yeah.
But it's a big fucking club. It's just like
Dennis Hastert.
Yeah.
And here's the thing about
a serial child molester.
Oh, that's something you definitely don't want after your name on the internet.
No.
Yeah. I mean, I think
serial killer is almost better.
And he only had to do 15 months.
He was an old man when it happened.
Who gives a shit?
No, I'm just saying that's
put
the thing.
Put him down.
That's what they fucking. That was the shit that they gave. But here, you want to hear something even fucking crazier? Is that where's this guy?
That's
this
so dude, fucked up.
There's a fuck, man. Give me 1 second. You can talk,
now this
Larry.
Motherfucker wants a second. What the?
Well,
because
it's a crazy fucking story.
Yeah,
no,
I know.
Well, yeah, and the guy wanted a hush money.
Yeah, well, I mean, not even hush money. It's like,
well,
fuck,
it's just
man.
Like
it was.
It
was a kid
like
that was abused.
The Red Cross and all that, and all these organizations. All they want is, you know, kids. People that are doing that, they want to get towards the kids. It's like, you know, a druggie wants to be a pharmacist. Like, you know, anybody that's a musician that said,
that's why I don't
like,
trust
if you couldn't be a guy that's in the band, what would you want to be? Well, man, maybe like a pharmacist or something.
Oh, motherfucker! So you basically, know. What do you call it?
Because you want drugs. That's why these people want to fucking
they
want to
be around
kids,
children.
Because
yeah.
they want to get kids.
Yeah.
That's the best way to, go to the fucking tap. Right?
Absolutely.
Dude, did you see that
there's
video?
There's
the video of the woman, her nose was like one nostril because it was so fucked up from cocaine.
Yeah, I saw that video.
Well, how many grams?
Mine's
was she,
like that on
she's
the
doing
inside.
Like 22 a week or something.
Yeah,
like 22 that.
Grams a
wow.
week or something. Yeah.
I knew this one girl that was pregnant and she's like, yeah, I'm pregnant. And she's like out to here and she's telling me and Mary, I quit doing coke. I'm like, oh, that's really good. And she's like, yeah, I only do like a gram a day now.
Well, that's not quitting.
I'm like, holy
but
fuck.
Here, so this was from January 30th. So Barack Obama's former senior advisor, Rahamim Rami Shai, has been sentenced to 11 years in a UK prison after he flew across the pond.
I saw this.
With the intent to
flee,
have his way with a 9-year-old girl.
Ooh.
And, dude, this kind of, I don't know if it makes sense, but it does.
That is fucking
But this
horrible.
Guy had prophylactics and like a stuffed animal in his possession. So I know that they were obviously
it could be planted.
Well, in trapping this guy also.
Yeah.
But I mean, listen, he's a fucking what do you call it?
Still, he wanted to do it.
Yes, they were obviously talking to him. It just
but what
didn't
the hell
come
are you gonna do with like a 9-year-old girl?
That's well, obviously,
horrible.
this guy should be shot
he
and killed.
Be
11
killed.
Years, dude. That's it. So you think that this guy hasn't done this before? They need to fucking start killing these people, man.
Dude, especially like you're gonna fly across the country,
and then here's another
across
the country.
Yeah.
Oh man.
And then here's another thing. Oh, this
you'll
is
fly
fucking
across the world for that 9-year-old.
This is
man,
fucking crazy, man. So the House Democrats on the Education Committee voted against an amendment to House Bill 1296 that would have required school districts to immediately notify parents if a student is a victim of sexual misconduct by an employee.
So
they voted against this.
Oh, man.
Every single one fucking voted against this.
Wow.
Why is it always with the fucking kids,
I don't understand that.
Like, got fucking
you know, you go to the Pizzagate guy because you're going to find out that that's real. You're going to find out that you released the Epstein
list. I don't
know.
You know, here's one thing maybe just popped in my head. Maybe it's because these fucking guys are like the positions they have. They think they want to be powerful or something.
Well, they're getting all blackmailed and
they
then they
don't care
hooked.
About anybody. One thing, they're fucking egomaniacs and they're psychopaths and fucking sociopaths.
Yeah,
so they don't care about any of that stuff, and as long as they're having fun, they don't care about spending the money or fucking what laws
they're
breaking.
Well, the thing is, they know it's like, okay, I got a free pass. Like, I'm going to get blackmailed. I'm cool with it as long as they let me do this shit.
Just gonna, well, until
and then
you
they
become,
let you continue doing it.
Well, until
they
you
don't
become useless.
Care.
Yes, until they don't need you anymore. And then the next thing you know, you're getting busted.
Yeah.
So there's a reason that that happened.
But
you know what I mean? Like, why all of a sudden Britain, of a, like a weird fucking place, like why... You could do, like, listen, man, I don't condone any of that shit. Leave the fucking kids alone. But you're in the mecca of that shit here.
Yeah.
Why would you go somewhere else? I mean, especially with all the people we're letting in over the fucking
it's
border.
It's strange.
You know what I mean? How many...
Was it a setup? Did they set the guy
up? No, I'm
up?
Just saying, I mean, I don't know. Maybe he was going to say something.
Yeah,
maybe
we won't
something
know.
Was going to happen. Yeah, but 11 years is still, and the thing is they're going to release this guy back out. And...
Dude, I'll tell you what. After listening to the Martyr Made Epstein episode, it talks about, like, the origins of this shit.
Yeah.
Where I'm talking about U.S. military, they were going to North Korea, North Vietnam. This was back in the day, getting kids, sending them to Saudi Arabia. And
wow.
They're using them as currency.
Yeah, I mean, this was, everybody was doing this. Even like Northern Ireland, they were taking children.
What
out.
The fuck?
England. Man. I mean, this is...
You know,
well,
they've
been going down for the black nobility.
Yeah,
shit
they
like
say the numbers,
and,
you know, every once in a while, like they say 800,000 kids, blah, blah, blah. And when you think about it, man, it's like, okay, imagine the Super Bowl. It's going to happen this week. That's like the Super Bowl filled up fucking.
Well, it's more
eight
than that.
Times
we always,
more than that.
We always
know?
Quadruple numbers here on the Larry Needle show.
Yeah. And here's
so
the other thing, man.
We're talking about 4 million a year.
Yeah, and so it's like, what
which
the fuck, man?
That people condone
how does
this type
shit
of
not get? How does this get swept under the rug? How come there's not a huge, huge fucking?
Well, it's
outrage?
Not swept under the rug. They fucking, they're gonna release
because
the CIA.
Where are the parents?
They're
that are
all
going, where the
involved.
Fuck are my kids?
Well, it's, yeah,
they're
but it's,
all involved.
That's the whole thing. And a lot of these, I mean, a lot of these kids too. It's not like they're just taken. Remember when Epstein had that ranch where they were breeding kids?
Yeah.
For the sole purpose of
well,
doing
and
that.
They had women. They would pay for the children. They,
and a lot of them go underground, too, in the domes and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, get under the Getty.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of them are traded, you know.
So much shady
well,
shit,
the problem
man.
Is look, they're going to release, they're going to, sort of everybody knows about JFK. Like, somebody, I think that the majority of the population believes that the CIA was involved
well, the
to some aspect.
Yeah.
But they're going to release
absolutely.
That, but not the Epstein list.
No, they said it is coming out.
Well, yeah, they did.
I'll believe
what's
it when I see
well,
it.
What's her name's got to be nominated first.
Who?
Tulsi Gabbard?
No, I forget what her name was. I don't think it was Tulsi. Somebody else, I think there's another woman that's actually going to release it.
Huh.
She said once she's, I think, I
gotta I
don't
say,
know if she just got nominated in or
all
what?
The people Trump's picking are great.
No, they're not.
I think they
they're
are.
They're all politicians.
Man. I'm going to have to fucking disagree with you on that.
Mm-hmm. We'll
they're
see.
All
well,
how do you know they're great? First
we'll
of all,
see
well,
how great
they
are.
All seem to be the best
he
people.
He has sold our ass to fucking Israel
for, what you get to
for fucking
from.
Quicker, for nothing. For nothing.
How did we sell our ass to Israel?
What are you talking about?
Exactly
he gave
do?
Fucking Netanyahu the keys to the White House. The guy's a genocidal maniac.
Yeah.
And if you look, first of all.
Even the Jews don't like him.
Yeah, his fucking, he's Polish. He's not even fucking, what
proper
do you call
Jew?
It? Yeah.
I forget what his name is.
Remember I sent you that. There was like,
he's an imposter. Wyszynski
or something like that. Yeah. And so that's why he doesn't care. You know what I mean? When they use that fucking Abraham directive, when they kill their own people, they've come out and said this shit. Like, they don't fucking give a fuck, man.
Yeah, even the Jews don't like him. They're fed up with him.
Well, I know they don't like him.
The
None
problem
the
is that
like
all of that, first of all, so what are you going to do? This fucking guy goes on TV and says, hey, we're going to kick these people out of their country that were here first. So then these people can take over that have been killing those people while we've been funding them to do it while they were funding Hamas. and started them so then they can always keep tension between them. And you're going to tell me fucking...
Sounds about right.
10 guys on fucking paragliders came in and destroyed the most secure fucking spot in the fucking world?
Any Larry and Needle Show listener knows that I definitely don't believe that.
No, the narrative on that is completely absurd and false. And they were planning this for years. And then they just happened to put a fucking rave on the end on the edge of
edge
the most
of town.
First, and then they couldn't even get there. They're only 25 minutes away, and it takes them. And then once you get there and you start seeing shit, the fucking ordnance, the holes that you could see were from a helicopter, from fucking 50 cal fucking bullets, man. Like, or whatever the caliber that they use. Yeah. And they were fucking shooting in on these houses. Oh, they blew it up with a rocket. They're like, no, they didn't blow it up with a rocket. Yeah. Like, this is not a rocket blast. Oh, well, we might have killed a couple people because we completely believe that killing our own people, not to have them taken hostage, is the way to go. Who does that?
Yeah.
What kind of fucking
soulless, heartless
person does that? And you know, and the problem is that everybody's fine with this. Even the Jews are fine with it.
Yeah, that's what
you know what I mean?
That's like, just that tells you everything, right?
Granted,
there.
Don't get me wrong, the CIA and the FBI have been killing us for fucking decades.
Right.
You know, and African Americans and black, you know what I mean? When they were fucking spraying that shit in Cincinnati in Ohio above the black ghettos and getting everybody sick.
Tuskegee,
and then fucking
all that stuff.
Tested Tuskegee, testing Fauci, testing fucking and going down to the hood and taking kids and testing fucking vaccines on them. And all this shit, this is all stuff that's been proven. And it's like, you know what? They want a race war. That's what they want. This, now, right now, we are... So the fucked up thing is, okay, we all, everybody's like, yeah, get the illegals out. Okay, when they're done hunting illegals, who are they going to turn on? The people. Welcome to a police state. Yeah. Because they're always in, like, they just arrested those people that fucking released the helicopter footage from CNN. It's like, why? Why did you release it?
Why
did you arrest them?
You got arrested? You're talking about the plane
helicopter crash. Where the helicopter fucking flew up. You could hear the audio from it. And they were disoriented, and they fucked up and flew into this plane.
Yeah,
and then they arrested the people that fucking
released
that released the footage. It's like,
why?
There should be fucking total clarity and visibility.
And the people are already dead. They're not coming back.
Yeah.
Like, what's the matter?
And
why
did
they get arrested? Because
they leaked the footage.
But it was
CNN.
Their own footage.
Yeah, from CNN.
And the footage, I mean, not like it was anything crazy.
Because it shows fault.
Yeah.
It shows the government
But
at
everybody
fault.
Knows they were at fault.
Yeah. And it's like, okay, that's fucking fine. So now what are you going to do? You're just going to pay people out and you're going to... It's swept under the fucking rug. Just like the Cybertruck dude. Just like the guy in New Orleans that ran over 12 fucking people. Nothing.
You know the crazy thing about airplane, though? Like, if there's an airplane crash, there's a max amount of money each person can get, like, from
they cap it off. Yeah, there's probably a bill or something.
No, yeah, there's
like
a cap.
A federal FAA.
Doesn't matter
bill.
How it happens. There's only a certain amount of money you can have.
It's just like if you get vaccine injured, you got to fucking you have to sue the government, or you have to get your compensation from the government because Reagan signed that.
And that's cap too.
Yeah, because Reagan signed that, and I think they've only paid out like I think $1 billion since the 80s.
And speaking of vaccine injuries, you will never get a vaccine injury from Tom's Free Clinic Automotive and Veterinarian Services Clinic because he doesn't fuck around with that bullshit. He just works on the problem at hand, and he doesn't care about future shit.
He cures.
Yeah, he's a curing guy.
Yeah.
He's not a fake doctor.
I don't know about that, but...
Well...
If your caddy got a leak, and your girl got some fat cheeks, call Tom's Free Clinic.
And then Miss Cleo afterwards.
So fucking
stupid. We have to
stupid.
Go, because I have to piss.
All right. I got to press the button up there.
Yeah, so here we go with our official outro.
No, wait, is this what are you playing?
Our song.
I thought you were playing.
Thank you for tuning in. Peace.
Happy Black History Month.